So begin Hakdamat Hazayin now. So the piece, it's entitled Yiridas HaShefa, the way Shefa comes down. So Yiridas HaShefa, Kol Aliyas HaOlamos Milmati Lamala. So the way things work, they go from down to up, they get elevated. Aliyas HaOlamos, elevating the world. Yiridas HaShefa Milmati Lamata, and then the Shefa comes down from top to above. So sometimes we talk about raising up the Olamos, putting them where the Shefa is. And sometimes we talk about the olamos staying in place, but allowing the shefa to trickle down. So olam v'yordim derech hadal olamos abia. So the up and down of the way the four worlds work, and abia we know stands for atzilas, bria, yitzira, asir. Atzilas being the highest level. Shem kedimyon binyan gadol shel arba komo zo lamal mezo. It's like a large building of four stories, each one above the next. And within each world, within each floor, there are 10 spheres. There's the Keser, Chachma, and Bina, and so on in each of the four lamos. Bishlosh madregos chalukos kazeh. So now he's really breaking it down. There are four stories, but even within each story, each section, there's another three levels within that. So there are really 12 we're speaking of. What do I mean? He said, so let's say in the world of Atzilus, that floor, that level, it's broken down. Chabad, which is Chachma Bina Das, is the highest level within Atzilus. Chagat, which is Chesed Gvura Tferes, is the middle floor within Atzilus. And then Nehi is Netzach Hod Yesod, which is the lowest level within Atzilus. And these three levels exist within each of four of the walls. So they're really four worlds, rather. And therefore, they're really 12 levels that we speak of. Chabad in each, Chagat in each, and Nehi in each. And just like in each type of building, there's the three different levels. There's the attic, which is right below the roof. That's a chelak elyon. There's a chelak emtsai shel cheder, which is let's say where the bedrooms are, the middle floor. And then there's the chelak hatacht on the lower floor, the main floor we'll call it, shel cheder hasamach lakarka, which is the lowest part, towards the ground. Kahu gam ba'olamos, the worlds are created and structured in the same way. Sheyesh b'chol olam shalosh chalukos, chelak elyon is chabad, chelak emtzai chagad, chelak hatachton nihi. So this is the structure. Now we have a bunch of rabbis here who are visiting, learning with Emek HaMelech these next 2 days. They were here yesterday, they had a great time, they're here today. They want more panimis, they're familiar with panimis, but once you start talking about spheros and the structures, they get like all nervous. They've never seen this, never heard of this before. It's like Kabbalah and stuff. It's Kabbalah. But they get all, but I'm trying to explain to them that this is like the backbone to all of Chassidus. Once you know this, you really can understand Kedushas Levi in a much greater way. So we're slowly trying to break them down. They want it, but they need to be able to overcome that initial scare, that initial fear. But once you have the structure, everything becomes so clear, everything fits into place. So he says, Barosh kol ha'olam nimsa sfiras ha-keser. Above the entire world, higher than anything, is keser. Umitachas kol ha'olam nimsa sfiras ha-malchus. So he's breaking it down a little bit, like the roof, if you will. The roof is really keser, and the ground is really malchus, and then those nine are in the middle. Because remember Chabad, there's das in Chabad. Chachma bina das is not really a sfira, but it's in there. So keser's above that, and malchus, even though it's a keser, is below that. Malchus shel olam ha'elyom nechaz mikushar im hakeser shel olam shetachtov k'mo shasheres. Now you have Atzilus. Atzilus is the highest world. So now the ground level of Atzilus is Malchus. But Malchus, not only does it serve as the ground of the world above, it also is connected to the keser on the world below it. And Malchus and keser, and Malchus in its own world is very far from the keser of Atzilus. But it's right above the keser that's below it. So Atzilus, Malchus de Atzilus, is intertwined with the Keser of Bria, and same thing as the Malchus of Bria is connected to the Keser of Yitzira, and so on. So he says, it's like a Sharsheret, it's like a chain. V'heim kedimyon habayis v'aliyah, like a higher floor and a lower floor. Shagag shakoma, the roof of the koma, is a tachtona, hiakarka shakoma helyona. So if I'm in my apartment building, so my apartment's roof is really the ceiling, is really the floor of the person above me. That's how the Malchus is connected to the Keser, but it's also the Malchus, the floor of the one above it. Hakavana is that Shesfiras HaMalchus Sheba'olam HaElyon, the Malchus of the world above, Mishtokekes The rotze, raton hu kesser. Raton is always kesser. Whenever you want something, we've described this in the past, that you know, I could, my raton is boundless. I could have the raton to do whatever I want. It doesn't mean I will, but I could have to want to. I could want to, you know, be the richest man in the world and no call to akula and build mansions across the world. That's a raton. So kesser is always raton. Kesser, because kesser is where Hashem is, like, we don't understand Hashem. He's so big. It's infinite. So my raton is infinite also. So when you ever have raton, it's really a kesser. So Malchus has this certain mishtokekus rerotes, it wants so badly, livro od olam lemate manu. So when Atilus was created, Malchus existed. Now Malchus has this desire to create another world below it. Umizeh nasis ha-Malchus b'chines keser. When Malchus turns into keser, so then that turns into, that's what's going on here. La'olam shlemate manu, to the world below it. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, a little boy, a boy, a girl, they're babies and they grew up. They have no ritzonos, they have no hasagos, no aspirations. They've been created. As they grow and see the world around them, they want to, you know, become Spider-Man. I don't know, they want to become Superman, they want to become whatever they want to become. But then all of a sudden the fantasy started beginning. So there's a certain point where they become just a malchus, which is like a receiver. And then they have a desire to be something great. So that's what switching of the malchus turns into a keser. Now, what the child wants to be is a much smaller accomplishment than what their parents had. So that's why it's a lower world, it's a smaller world. But that's a transition from malchus to turning into a person of keser. And al derech zeh, malchus datzilus hu keser debriya. So the same exact, that same ceiling is the same floor. The same floor is the same ceiling, but one's the top, one's below. Umalchus debriya, the malchus, the lower part of briya, is really the keser of yetzir, which is below that. V'chein kulam ad malchus shebe asiyah, into the lowest part of asiyah, which is then, so what's Malchus of Asiyah? Asiyah is the lowest world. So what's that Malchus connected to? What's right below Asiyah? That's what he says, HaNechaz Berosha Klipa, it's connected to the Klipa, Zeh Sod Naot Sofa L'Tchilasa, where the end is connected at the beginning, and I'm not sure the reference exactly, there's a little footnote here, but I think we could skip it. But either way, the Asiyah below is connected to all the Klipas that are all below in this world. I imagine it's connected to the aisle that's Nesach v'Sfach that the Pasuk in Akedah is talking about, where it was wrapped together with the branches, and Rashi says the Satan was holding back the aisle. I imagine this idea is connected to that Yesod of Malchus of Asiyah's intertwined, tangled with the Klipos that are below.
It's like the Mamish, like the last Shlav before the Klipa starts, which is basically this in this world where it's a blockage of seeing your art.
Exactly, yeah. And the avoda, as we'll see, is we're trying to take all the klipos, it's really nitzotas, all the sparks of kedusha, to get there. So even though it's the furthest way, it's the only way to access those special sparks of kedusha to bring them up. So this is the structure. Fine. V'chashe Yisrael osim ritzono shemakom. When we do the will of God, kagon b'shasa tefillah, when we daven, yesh aliyah l'chol ha'sfiros or l'chol ha'olamos. There's a certain aliyah. So we said in the Shem Shev and aliyah. What does that even mean? We don't know what that means. He's telling us what it means right now. When you daven, there's a certain aliyah. Something's elevated. Your neshama is elevated. You're elevating worlds. B'shlish echad. Everything goes up by one notch, one third. That's how everything works. Now, there's a piece, this is what I'm talking about. Rav Kook has a piece. It talks about, you know, the different levels of creation. There's man, and there's animal, and there's tzamech, and there's domim, all that. When times of Mashiach come, everything bumps up a level. So that which is domim, the rock, will become like tzamech, will become like things that grow. I don't know if that means rocks are going to start moving. And then tzamech, plants will be like a behemoth. I'm not sure if they're going to start walking more and making noises. But everything gets moved up a notch. It's a certain aliyah that's going to take place. So when you do a certain mitzvah, you do davening or something, whatever it is, everything goes up one notch. It's a dahainu. Nihi, that's a chod yisod, which is the lowest part of any world. Ola lechagat, it moves up a notch to chesed, gevura, and tferes. Now this is very important. I never went through Sifrei Chen. It's my first time going through it. But the Sfarim talk about other places that when the world was created, we're going kind of back, because when the world was created, or the olamos were created, it started off with, you know, chagat moved down to nihi, and nihi moved down to the chagat below. There's the creation of the world was that as the shefa came down. We're talking about now we're trying to move everything up a notch. So chagat, which is rather nihi, which is down here, moves up one notch to now chagat. Shu lemalam mimenu. And the chagat which was what Chagat now moves up the Chabad, moves up a level as well. The same thing we have within, generations. When we were all children, now we moved up, now we're parents. And then parents are going to move up to become grandparents. So we, even though we're getting older, but we're moving up a notch. Then we have children. Our children move up to become parents. And then that's how everything's working as well with the world. The Chabad, then, Ola Lenihi. Now the Chabad, the highest part of Asiya, Chachma Bin Adas, also moves up a notch and moves to the Nehi of the world above it. Just over, it's like the next stage. I oftentimes view this as, the Mario Brothers. When I'm younger, the Nintendo, you used to play Mario Brothers, beat the next level. And whatever the names of that wild guy with a shell and horns on the outside. What was his name? I imagine this, beating the next level. You're trying to get to the next level here. Might not be the right way to think of it, but that works for me. So Chabad moves up to Nihi of the Olam Shilamal Mihimenu. It's elevated a level. By Dealios Holamos, it could be you guys are younger, so you may not even know the Mario Brothers, but remember when I was like 12, a Nintendo came out for the first time, one guy in the block had it, we used to all go and watch him play, and like ask to figure out the trick plays and stuff. I know you have like more advanced stuff now. I don't know, when you go, you have the PlayStation and things like that, right? So, okay. Vaidei Aliyas Olamos, Niftachim Shari Hashemayim. So, when there's an Aliyah in the world, so that opens up the gates in Shemayim. Va'az Nishpa Me'ila Litata Oros Kedoshos Arosh Bneso. So now, when you've moved up a level, that opens up world, opens up gates. Now, the gates are open, that allows the light, the energy, the oros to come down. One little spark, one little drop from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nichnas umislabesh mireisha da'atik. It comes and it dresses itself, it becomes part of the reisha da'atik, which is the head of the older person, which he says, Hu b'china el yonash akesa kanal hakdama yud. So it allows this a little spark to come into this very high part of the world. Umisham yiredes lamata mashpia ma'ora hagadol l'chol ha'olam olam v'olam. So somehow, everything works, everything moves up a notch. So now there's a gate that's closed that's above it, it seems. When you daven, you move everything up a notch, it almost forces that gate to be open because you just kind of push through. So you open the gate, and now the spark came in, spark dropped in, and may as well go back to the TV stuff. Like Price is Right used to drop that thing, and you have to go, like that. So like this is a little spark, it's a small spark, but it has an incredible impact, will start trickling down to where it needs to go, everything gets this energy, and then, the world's come back down, the gates close, and you would do the next mitzvah. So this is like what's going on when you daven and when you do mitzvahs. And ubechol yirida, we've discussed this in the past maybe as well, that when we're davening, each stage of davening is a different olam. There's karbanos is the olam asiyah. Karbanos is animals. It's a very lowly world. That's karbanos, the olam asiyah. And psuk de zimra is yitzira. And then bircha shema and kriya shema is bria. And then Shemona Esrei is Atzilus. So when we're davening, we're climbing up worlds, we're elevating worlds. Once you get into worlds of Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to close the world, that allows the Yerida to come down, and then we land, and then we close up the gates, and then we move on to our day. But that's what's happening every time we daven, every time we do a mitzvah in different ways. So he writes, B'chol Yerida me'olam le'olam shetachtav. Each time these oros kedoshos come down, u'nis'osev la'ol levush yoser. So each time from the world, it's when it comes down from one world to the next, is another levush, another covering. And kichol ha'olam shilamata hu kimo kli ha'makabel min ha'olam shilamala himanu. Each world is a kli, it's a vessel to catch the world above, the whole world above. Va'kli shilamata nasa levush elyon. So what happens is, so let's say the Atzilus comes down. So now Bria has to catch it. So Bria has to be bigger than Atzilus to catch it. So Bria is a little bit bigger. And when it catches it, so it's forming a levush. Then when Bria comes down, Yetzir has to catch it. So Yetzir is even bigger than Bria. It's another levush. And then finally Asiya. So Asiya is covering all of them. So the further down you go, the more levush and the more layers, physical layers that exist. Not physical, but more gashmis layers than the one above. And he says, B'chdei she'tetzamtzem oro, shetuchal likanish letocha olam shelmatei manu sheyoseh chomer. So, you know, for Kadosh Baruch Hu's energy to be in the world, the more gashmi it is, the more hidden the light has to be. In the bathroom, for example, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the bathroom, but it's in the most hidden place because it's the dirtiest place, the filthiest place. So the filthier or the dirtier or the more gashmius the place is, the or has to be more metamtim. So therefore, as it goes to lower worlds, there needs to be more physical things kind of preventing the light from coming out too strong. So that's why there are all these layers as you go down to the lower worlds.
These are all the klipas that surround everything.
Exactly. V'chol ha-gavoa yoser mechaver. Any world that's higher than the one below, sagile bilavushim mu'atim. It's sufficient to have thinner cloth, thinner clothing. Biyosa yosa ruchani, because it's more ruchnius. The more ruchnius there is, the less covering you need. So that's why Adam and Chava, before the chait, for example, they didn't need any lush. Because before the chait, they were so pure, it was a world of ruchni. There's nothing to block, they don't need to block anything. It was only after the chait, where it became more chumri, it became more physical, more dirty, more filthy, you need a levushim to prevent the light from coming in. They talk about the kastas or the pasuk says. Kastas or, they put on the leather skin, but the Rebbe Meir Sefer Torah famously had with an olive vav reish, which is really light. So this is the connection of the more levushim to block some of the light, depending how much could be handled. V'chol kama she yered this lamata, so the more it comes down, this shefa, nitzricha la'od levush chalosh letamtima, you need another covering to minimize the intensity. V'chtei she yuchal ha'olam shelamata, l'kaba hashba ha'magilo, in order that the world below could really receive it, could accept. There is a beautiful piece here in the footnote, which we'll make sure we finish this Sakdama today. We're running out of time, but he talks about a very nice thing, I guess on your own, we'll come back to it if we have time, on Osiyat Zayin, rather, you could look at it. He talks about the Mechaber of Krauss, where he would get dressed, is the socks would be the Olam Asiya, and his pants would be the Olam Bria, Olam Yitzira, and his shirt would be the Olam Bria. Is that how he does it? Let's see. And, yeah, and I guess the person would be the Olam the shoes were Asiya, the socks were Yetzira, the pants were Bria, and the shirt was Atzilus. So I guess he would get dressed in such a way, Erev Shabbos, to have this in mind, connected to Kevavka and these Dalit worlds. And so that's like a whole other level to think of things. That's a really bring, Ruchanius and Pnimus and everything you do. It's a beautiful piece. So he writes further now, Achashefa haba milamala, eino yachol lavo bli hefsek. Now, the shefa that comes from above can't come without a hefsek, meaning it must come with a hefsek. There must be some separation when it comes down. What does that mean? Ki tanuk tmidi einin tanuk. Constant enjoyment isn't hana. You have a guy partying his entire life. He doesn't enjoy it anymore. He might be addicted to it, but he doesn't enjoy it anymore. He can't live without it because that's what he created. But it's not enjoyable. The guy is depressed and he doesn't have a life. So you're going to have a steak every single night. You're not going to enjoy a steak anymore. So there has to be some hefsek. You need to pause and then enjoy it again. Al kein yored b'chol rega nitzot echad uposek. Therefore, every moment, spark comes down. It comes and it stops. We daven and then we land and we go to work and then we go back to damincha and then we go back to work and we go down marv and then we go to sleep. There always needs to be a break when we're getting this nitzot, this spark. And then we take a pause, and then another spark comes down. So this is how it goes, how everything goes. It's a continuous thing, a spark, a break, a spark, a break. And this is very, very important for learning as well. That's why for learning you need breaks as well. Because Moshe Rabbeinu needed breaks. Because to have so much Torah, you can't handle that Torah. You need pauses to think, pauses to have hisposes, pauses of everything before another spark could come down.
Why is it chalila?
Chalila is a term they use. Chose chalila. It's not chas v'chalila. Chalila probably based on something hollow, a fluid, a circle. It just means it's continuous.
Okay.
And this is the way on Shabbos also all the aliyos, all the elevations of the world take place. Ach b'Shabbos, however, kodesh b'yoshu eis ratzon gadol, the big eis ratzon, every single section of Shabbos and tefillah, the ratzon is even greater. You know, that's why you shouldn't be thinking of weekday things. You're supposed to be thinking of Ratzon, Hasagos, and Ruchnius. You know, we're not tied down with what's in work, what's in business. We could think of like what we want to become, what we want to be, you know, doing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a time of Eis Ratzon. Yesh bo aliyah yesera b'chol b'china b'chinasa. So there's an extra aliyah on top of what takes place during the week. V'hainu. Shetekev b'bias ha-Shabbos Kodesh, the moment Shabbos begins, Mis'ala nihi d'asiya, nihi avasiya, which is the lowest part of all the worlds, immediately, when Shabbos begins, it's mafrish u'mavdi atzmo me'aklipa nimtos lamata. It just cuts itself off from all the klipos below. It's no longer nechaz, it's no longer entangled in the klipos.
And that's without us doing anything.
Exactly. Shabbos alone, that itself. Now, obviously, on deeper levels, what makes it maybe even greater, going to the mikvah and all those other hachanos, it's just Shabbos alone, when it starts, it cuts you off. And now that means the Nehi of Asiya immediately becomes the Chabad of Asiya. It just moves up one notch, one rung. V'chein kol shlish ola shnei shlishim. So now, again, it jumped to, just pay attention, Nehi didn't go to Chagat, which is about one jump to Chabad, which is two above it, it jumped two. So in Shabbos, everything goes up two-thirds. Ulu Dugma, for example, Chabad Asiya, which is the highest level of the Asiya, its Ola jumps to, not to Nihi of that which is above Yitzir, but jumps to the Chagat, which is Yitzir. V'chein Kulam, everything jumps up twice. Ach bizman sudas shlishis, yesh aliyah gedola meod, shekol ha'olamos nis'alu ad ha'keser. Everything jumps to Keser. Everything goes to the highest place. Right? Ravin the Ravin, that's a Ritzonos of Ritzonos, the highest place, that area. I once said to Rav Weinberger before Shal Shiddis, I try to learn as much as I can on Shabbos. Shabbos is a hard time. But I learn as much as I can. The one time I have a hard time learning is like, Bein Gavr L'Gavr, I learn Shachris all the time. Plenty of time. Mincha time, I can't do Bein Gavr L'Gavr. Like, even though it's not, I can't open a Gemara and learn anymore. At that point, like, I'm so burnt out. But I said, I think a lot. So, like, I feel that it could be my excuse of why I'm burnt out from learning, but I feel like it's my raven, times of just ritzonos and thinking what I could accomplish during the week, because it's like the area of ritzonos. It's not the area of learning, it's a time of just thinking what you could accomplish. So, Shal Shuddis is the highest time of just thinking and thinking and thinking. That's why the lights are off downstairs, because we're not supposed to be learning, we're supposed to be just thinking, closing our eyes, and just think what we could accomplish during the upcoming week. We should know that everything in Pnimius is always the opposite of what everyone else practices, meaning, you go to every other shul, you know, Shal Shuddis is like nothing. It's like, if anyone goes, it's like, it's slow, it's boring, it's... But in Pnimius, anything that's really low is really, really high. So Shal Shuddis is the highest time. We don't need, like, the fancy meals. We don't need the Kiddush. It's itself, everything just elevated to the highest place, to the place of Keser. He says now, let's try to finish this Hagdama off. Ubechol Shabbos Kodesh Yesh Shloshes Mani Ratzon. The three sections, three times of Ratzon on Shabbos. She'oz Ola Lamala Nachas Ruach Me'avodas Hatfila U'miyichud Yichudim Hanasim Be'eis Hatfila. So everything goes up. All the Nachas Ruach Me'Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the Yichudim come up. That happens during Tfila. U'mizeh Yored Milamala L'mata Or V'Shefa Gadol. So during davening, so everything's elevated to such a high place, the Shefa comes down. So the three sections are as follows. Leil Shabbos Achar Tfilas Arvis, Yom Shabbos Achar Tfilas Musaf, and Shabbos Achar Tzaraim Achar Tfilas Mincha. After each davening, that's a new time period of a time of Ratzon. So what does that mean? He says, Uchdei La'asus Kli L'Kabal Shefa. How do you do this? Okay, so it's a time of Ratzon. Great, what does that Ratzon mean? What do I do with that Ratzon? So lekabel Hashem, how do I accept it? How do I take it and turn it into something real? So lekabel shefa, you read this begimel zmanim halalu tiknu chachmeinu zal leechel shalosh shudos b'shabbos b'shalosh zmanim halalu. You have to eat three meals during these three times. That's why it's a big inyan to not to have shalosh shudos earlier. Like sometimes for me, practically, I'll have hashkama, I'll eat kiddush will be my, I'll wash. That's my shabbos shudah. Then during the day, I'll have my 12 o'clock lunch with my family. It's really my Shalosh Shuddos. But really, I do it because whatever I have to, my schedule sometimes. But the best is really to eat after you da mincha. Because the mincha, that's when all the shefa, the higher shefa comes down. And you need the food becomes something physical. In order to catch ore, so you need to put it into something physical and eat it. And Rav Matl spoke to the chevra here yesterday, the rabbanim that were here. He's saying, you know, by the chassidim, you know, we don't talk about, like, the word delicious doesn't exist in our vocabulary. Like, delicious, whatever they give us, they give us. A schnitzel, steak, we don't chew. Whatever they give us, we eat. Whatever's in front of us, and eat. They didn't talk about what you're accomplishing, but because the idea is you're not thinking about the taste of the food. You're thinking about the kedusha that's in the food. The food caught something special that you're just putting in your body, and you're somehow making it as an aliyah to it. We'll get in, I think, Hakdam Yud Ches, I saw quoted, Hakdam Yud Ches talks about the avod of achila. So that's another point. But the reason why food, the sudos, are right after davening, is because, as he says now, we'll finish off, Mishum de birchasa lo sharia b'ptur rekanya. A bracha, it can't be chal in emptiness. You need something physical. That's how brachas work. You need something physical to put it on, and then that helps elevate everything. Vayidei arichas ha-shulchan, by setting the table. Vayachil ha-suda ketakanes chachamenu zal, by eating the meal the way we were supposed to eat the meal, what the chacham established for us. Va'osa eis, in that moment, sheyored ha-shefa na'ase ha-kli. Yeah, the sheva comes down, you've made a kli now, vaideza yachal in a bracha, and that's how the bracha comes in to being. And there's a nice piece, we're out of time now, but look at Os Yudayim when you have a chance for just something else about the secrets, the raz, the or, that takes place during the Shabbos Suda. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
What psora is on table? Psora ikana? What's psora?